Get ready with me to go do everything I have been avoiding doing for months, years even. With my first pumpkin coffee of the season. I think I'm being a little optimistic when I say I'm going to do everything that I've been avoiding for months, because it's just certainly not gonna happen. I might do like maybe one or two things that I've been avoiding. I also hate to break it to everyone that said that I looked better without the extensions and with the short hair. They're back in and they're not going anywhere. I looked like a naked mole rat. My ponytail is as thick as a shoelace. I couldn't do it. First thing on the list is I have a gyno appointment today. I have been avoiding it for honestly probably a year and a half because I always schedule it for the same time every month and it always ends up being that time of the month. Sorry, TMI maybe? I don't give a fuck. So I'm going today. Didn't cancel it the day before like I have been for the past year and a half. So we're doing it. I may be a nurse, but I do still have severe white coat syndrome. I don't like going to the doctor. I don't want to know what's wrong with me. If I know what's wrong with me, then I can't ignore it. Healthcare workers are the worst patients, and I am a prime example of that. I've also been avoiding my primary like the fucking plague because I know that since I have high blood pressure, yes, another thing that's wrong with me, and now that I know about it, I can't ignore it. But my primary really wanted to get me off of the Adderall, and at the time, I didn't want to get off the Adderall because I needed it to fucking function, but I took myself off the Adderall a few months ago. I'm on a different med now, and she won't try to take me off of that med, so I will finally reschedule a primary appointment. After my appointment, the plan is to try to color match my walls so I can go get a bucket of paint to repaint all of the walls that I painted the wrong color white. When we moved into this house, I hyperfixated on all of the little imperfections on the white walls, and I found a can of white paint, and I decided to go over all of those imperfections. And then when it dried, it wasn't the right color white. Now I just have a bunch of bright white patches all over my house and I have to fix those. Once I get home from my appointment and inevitably don't make it to the paint store because I know myself, I'm gonna try to film a bunch of videos that I've been putting off for weeks, but we'll see how that goes too. I also need to get N95 fit tested for work and I've been putting that off since June, so I was planning on trying to make it there today to do that, but I also don't think that's gonna happen, so it's the thought that counts. I don't think I've ever given off the impression that I have my shit together, but just in case you ever got that vibe from me, I just want you to know that it's not true. Not because I'm proud of not having my shit together, but I feel like it's really easy to compare yourself to people you see online, and I just want you to remember that social media is a highlight reel. The majority of people you see online don't have their shit together. It might just be me, I don't know. To put it into perspective for you, I just finished my taxes. It's August, mind you. I've always been the type of person where if it's due tomorrow, I'm gonna do it tomorrow. So when I sat down to do my taxes on April 15th and I made a video complaining about it because that's what I do best, and everyone said, oh, in Tennessee, you have until November 3rd to do your taxes. I was like, shut the laptop, where are we going? I've always been like that all throughout high school, all throughout college. I always thought I would grow out of it, but here we are, almost 27 years old and nothing's fucking changed. Even in nursing school, my best friend would text me the night before an exam and be like, oh my God, are you ready for the exam tomorrow? And I'd be like, I guess this is just a really long-winded way of telling you that I also can't fucking multitask, that I don't have my shit together and that's okay. Maybe it's not, I don't know, but I'm doing just fine. Maybe I'll get my shit together one day, but today's not that day. To be totally honest with you, I have a very strong desire to cancel my appointment today. I keep opening my healthcare app and hovering over the cancel or reschedule button, but I didn't do it. I haven't done it. We're as of 10:30, we're going. We'll see what 11:30 brings. Anyways, go be more productive than me today. Or don't. That's okay too. Love you, bye.